In Shaar Bitochan Paragimel, Rabbeinu Bechai is going through the five hakdamos, the five principles, ikronot, that are integral for a person to have complete Bitochan in the Rabbeinu Shalom. So he said the first is that he should believe that the Rabbeinu Shalom has all the seven tenoyim of needed, required for somebody to be Bitech in another person, another being. And certainly, Rabbeinu Shalom is the only one that has all those tenoyim. The second hakdama is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows if he's Bitech on him. There's no fooling the Rabbeinu Shalom. You can fool everybody around you, but the Rabbeinu Shalom knows exactly where a person is holding, whether a person is really Bitech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not. And no matter how much he talks about Bitochen, no matter how much he preaches Bitochen, whether he actually lives in or not, only the Rabbeinu Shalom knows. The third thing is that a person should be Bitech only in the Rabbeinu Shalom, not in the Rabbeinu Shalom plus his boss, his colleague, his wife, his grandmother, whoever it is. The Emes HaBitochen is only in the Rabbeinu Shalom. That obviously doesn't mean to obviate the need for Hishtanlis, as we'll see. But the Bitochen, the reliance, that's only on the Rabbeinu Shalom. The fourth thing is that a person should do, to the best of his ability, fulfill his obligations for the Rabbeinu Shalom. You can't expect that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you out if you're not interested in doing his Ratzon. Asay Ratzonoi Ki Ratzonecho, Kadesh Yasa Ratzonech Lefni Ratzonechirim. You should, if you want the Rabbeinu Shalom to continue giving all the tevis that he's been giving up until now, then make sure to fulfill your Chayvus to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the fifth thing is, and this is maybe the most difficult one, the one that we run into the most obstacles in really trying to perfect, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to run in a natural fashion. And Mimela, everything is with cause and effect. Everything in the world works with cause and effect. And he says, for that reason, you have to realize that a person, even if you're going to have Bitochan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still wants you to do an Ishtadlus to get Parnasa. I am having Bitochan in the Rabbeinu Shalom. If I have Bitochan to Mail, he should give me it. He went out of Shtadlis. No. A chelik of the Bitochan is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do it in the Derech HaTeva. We know Bechlal, even all the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, are all Nismayit, that should be closest to Teva as possible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olam Miloshon Helam, that is Loshon Ha'alama, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself. And that's really... It's a double tanai. The last hakdama is really double. First of all, a person has to realize that even though everything is cause and effect, really it's through Rabbeinu Shalom. And second of all, even though I'm b'teichin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still I have to do the cause. I still have to put in the ishtadlus. This is really the difficulty of b'teichin. Difficulty of b'teichin is, he gives an example. Maybe we'll just mention it before. From here on, there's Arichah is going to get to Parnasa, and the Shtadlis one has to put inside, and how come Tzadikim have to, sometimes Tzadikim don't have Parnasa, and Rishonim do have Parnasa, v'chule v'chule, he goes through all the different ideas. He says, Dagdoma Hamishis, Shiebor lekol ki kol advarim misrachashim u'mischadshim ba'olam hazeh l'achabriyas ha'olam yitzin l'poil adei shnei dvarim. Everything that happens in the world, from the beginning of time, it's really lechur after chetta adam rishon. It happened how he did two things. Ayidei shabari yisbarach gazav v'ratzah shadvar meilu yusava v'yilu metzias. First of all, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that such a thing should happen. Beis ayidei garmen v'emtzayim chalkum krevim v'chalkum rechaykim. Chalkum gluim, chalkum nestarim. Shekulu maitiyim b'poyel v'zizis v'mashin nigzel yishavis l'izgalis k'sheleikim ezeh lehem l'asizayis. A person has to realize that there's many, many different steps along the way for something to be carried out from the beginning to the end. And he gives a mashal. He says, let's say a person wants to draw water from a deep well. So what does he do? The first thing he does, he gets a bucket. Then he ties to the bucket, he ties a rope. And then the rope he ties to a wheel. And the wheel he ties to an animal. And the animal walks around in the circle and moves the wheel. And the wheel moves the rope. And the rope picks up the bucket and draws out the water. So for just to get a little bit of water, there's five hakdamas that a person needs. A person has to be a person there. He has to find the bucket. It has to be tied to the rope. The rope is tied to the wheel. And the wheel has to be tied to the animal. And the animal's got to walk. If any of these don't happen, says then a person is not going to get his water. And he says that even more so, he says you can give a closer dogma. He says a person could be served all the delicacies in the world and be put in front of his plate, and he's starving. He's not going to satiate himself unless he actually takes the food and puts it into his mouth. Everything is with a cause and effect. Everything has to be done with a hishtadlus. Nothing. The food is not going to fly into your mouth by itself. Meila, he says, that's how it works. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the Bria. And that's really why it's so difficult to have 100% pitachon in the Bnei Shalom, is because everything looks like it's Derech HaTeva. And that's, like we said beforehand, this past week, we straight to Avonim Mekirba, that Rivka was very worried when she's passed by Beis Avodah Zarah and Beis HaKnesses. The Uber wanted to go out by both of them. So she says, "Lama zeh aneichim?" HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "No, shnei goyim bevitneich. You have two different umays, and therefore, don't worry about it. One's a Rasha, one's a Tzadik." So what? Sounds like she was calmed. Why is she calm? Her, she knows she's having a Rasha. Because when you know where the Rishus is, when you know where the Tzidkus is and the Rishus, and they're not both mixed up in one person, then you could at least define the bad. You know where your enemy is, and it's easier to conquer him. If everything is mixed together, it's much more difficult. And that's really how it was before Adam HaRishon, was that the Ra was Mivachutz. And there was much less of Ishtadlus needed. You didn't have to cook anything. You didn't have to... Everything is... Malachim Misanen Olayayin, certainly Basar says, and the Yetzer Hara was Mivachutz. It was the Nofash, which was Mivachutz. There was nothing. It was defined where the Ra is. Mashenkin, after the Chetam Adam HaRishon, the Yetzer Ra became primi. It became internal. Once it's internal, then it's much more difficult to define where is the Ra and where is the Toiv. Everything is mixed up together. There's Ra and Toiv mixed up together. And you can't see where is it, where is the Ra, where is the Toiv. How does the Ribbono Shel Olam fit into the picture? So we have Teva and Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki Yodua Teva Az Gmatrio Elekim. That it's all Teva is Ribbono Shel Olam. There is no Teva. All Teva is Ribbono Shel Olam. Elekim with a Hey, not with a Kuf. When you realize that everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam and there is no Teva, like the Ramban says, Kama Pamim Da'ila Adam Chelik Ve'Teres Moshe, until he believes that everything that happens only Nisim from the Ribbono Shel Olam. What does it mean? It's only Nisim. There's no Teva. Ein Bem Teva V'Minhavi Shel Olam Kla. What do you mean? There's no Teva V'Minhavi Shel Olam. Of course, there's Teva V'Minhavi Shel Olam. Everything happens. The sun comes up in the morning. The sun goes down. You wouldn't be able to daven Nates and be Masmach Gula Tefila if you didn't know the sun would be coming up in the morning. Everything is Teva. There it is. It's all Teva. But in the Teva, how everything plays out, there's no Teva Minhavi Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam decides to make it that this person, you see it, I think this, it's been manifested tremendously during Corona. Corona, you could have somebody, two people sitting in the same room together for 2 weeks, and one person will have it, and one person won't get it. And their mamash eating off the same plate, v'chulu, it doesn't make a difference. And you have, in one auditorium, one person that has it, and 350 people get it. Even the person on the other side of the room. What's going on? And how each person gets it? I think there's like something like 75 different symptoms. This person loses his smell, this person loses his taste. This person has an ache, and this person has blood clot. This person has this, and this person... Three people have that, and one person has this. And some people have antibodies, some people don't have antibodies. The people that didn't have symptoms have the antibodies. The people that have the symptoms don't have the antibodies. It doesn't make any sense. Nothing here makes sense. Every person gets exactly bidyuk what they're supposed to get. And that, you see, what does it mean in this Teva? Of course it's Teva. There's a pandemic going around, so everybody's going to get it, and Chas V'Chalila, and a lot of people are going to get it, and a lot of people are going to... No, every person gets a bidyuk how he's supposed to get it, and exactly how he's supposed to, with whatever symptoms, with whatever side effects, that physical or emotional, that are included in it. And this person didn't get called, so he didn't get put into Vidur, and this person didn't get called, and they didn't, you have to know exactly where. So this guy left his phone off, but he bumped into the guy from the side from the side of Yurt over there. So every person's got exactly how their Ribbono Shel Olam sees it. And that's really the Avodah of Bitachon, is to realize that everything is Elikim Amoyle Kalel, that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not nothing is arbitrary. Nothing is without a cheshbon. Somebody was telling me this week, my wife works, knows somebody that has a job, and this lady thought that for the last, I don't know, there's a bunch of people that were laid off, and she thought she's the next one to go. So she works in a shift. They work in shifts, and she never wanted to give up any of her hours, even like, you know, temporarily, just to give it to anybody, because she's scared if she's going to give it up, they're not going to give it back to her, because she's mamish one foot out. Because this past week, she was upgraded, and she was... She became in charge of the entire department. Mamish in charge of three. She thought she's one foot out, and she's then really. So you want to make sure that you're careful in what you say to the boss, and you ask for this, and you don't give away your hours. And mechula under Rabbi Shlomo has a totally different plan for the person. And some people it's exactly fakert. It's not. They thought that they're next up on the list, and the next thing they get a pink slip, and who knows? Everything is with a cheshbon. But that's the avodah bitachin, and that's the fifth hakdama here, which is really. This fifth Hagdama is the Hagdama to his whole Hezber of Ishtadlus and why a person needs to make Ishtadlus Parnasa and what type of Ishtadlus a person should make for Parnasa, what type of job should a person take, and what Bechulu. This is all here in the next Prakim of Chavis Lavavis to be discussed, Be'ez Hashem, in the next weeks.